Artistic advisor means that you actually get involved in all the wonderful creative things that the orchestra are doing. And because I'll be conducting as well, it's a wonderful opportunity for me to really build on the many relationships which I've already enjoyed here in Rhode Island, and also to develop the growth of the musicians in the orchestra, who are fabulous.
And what do you mean by develop the growth of the musicians? These are high caliber players. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's like any professional development. I think if one does the same job year in, year out, no matter how excellently you do it, there's always the chance that some kind of routine could kick in. I think what happens when a new conductor comes to an orchestra is that you take things to a different place. And you look at new areas of repertoire, perhaps new places to perform. We'd like to see the Rhode Island Philharmonic performing, for example, in Massachusetts more, and perhaps even further south.
Well, Bramwell Tovey, the new artistic advisor and conductor of the Rhode Island Philharmonic, perhaps you could give us a quick Reader's Digest version of your own background in music.
Really, my trajectory was working in ballet and opera for the first 10, 15 years of my career. And I envisioned that I would actually be an opera coach, conductor for life. And then in 1986, I was pulled out of the pit and I went to deputize for an ill conductor for the opening night of the Leonard Bernstein Festival with the London Symphony Orchestra. And the man himself turned up and saw the performance, invited me to Tanglewood. And my world changed pretty much in one evening. And since then, I've had this very fortunate and wonderful career of being able to travel all around the world conducting orchestras and opera companies. And I work in America. I've worked most with the New York Philharmonic, where I've done 150 concerts. And last week I was at the Hollywood Bowl with the LA Phil. And so far I've only done two concerts with the Rhode Island Philharmonic Orchestra. But there's just some rhythm and some energy and some delight in this institution. And since I'm going to be so close by in Boston, I thought, yes, I want to be a part of that. So that's the Reader's Digest version.
With all respect to your predecessor, Larry Ratcliffe, are there any changes that you'd like to make or like to see in the Rhode Island Philharmonic?
I think Larry Ratcliffe is a genius. I think he's a wonderful conductor. He's a great colleague. Taking it on from his work is to perhaps tour the orchestra, record the orchestra, and to look also at new media, because the world is changing all the time.
Speaking of programming, that will be part of your role as artistic advisor. So what will your approach to programming be? There is kind of a standard sort of a shorter piece, a concerto, and a larger symphony, and that kind of is sort of a general mold. Is that something you feel like you will continue to follow, or would you want to break that mold?
The last thing I want to do is to alienate anybody. I think it's very important that anyone who's enjoyed and supported the Rhode Island Philharmonic feels completely embraced by this change at this particular moment. In Vancouver, where I was music director for 18 years, I pursued a policy of just easing into any developments in programming. And actually, I think it's a very important relationship that you build with the orchestra and it's particularly with the orchestra's audience. So I think what I'll want to do is to build the relationship with the audience and have that sense of trust, so that perhaps occasionally I can say, hey, why don't you come along on this journey with me and let's give this a try.
Speaking of Rep. Bramwell Tovey, the new artistic advisor and conductor of the Rhode Island Philharmonic, to go out, what piece of music do you think you'd like to play in your inaugural year as the new conductor?
The first full season that I'll be artistic advisor will actually be the beginning of the worldwide celebrations of Beethoven's 250th birthday, although, of course, he's not with us anymore, but we can celebrate his birthday. And so there'll be a special focus in those next two seasons on Beethoven. The whole world will be able to celebrate this man's enormous contribution to culture.
All right. Well, Bramwell Tovey, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, and welcome to Rhode Island.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.